Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 15 describes Jesus' baptism. It's interesting to ask why Jesus would need to be baptized in the first place. After all, he is completely without sin. I mean, he's God. Some commentaries say how when he enters the Jordan, he baptized the water. He consecrated it, made it holy and pure for us. I like that. And I like to see John's humble deference to Jesus, where he says, you know, I need to be baptized by you, and you're coming to me? Yet we also see Jesus' humble submission to be obedient to God's will. He says, allow it for now. We too are to be like Jesus, humble and submit to God's will. How do we come to know the will of God? I think it's by spending time with him in prayer and in worship, by spending time with him reading the Bible and in adoration. Doing these things deepens our relationship with Jesus and strengthens our belief in him as the Son of God. We come to believe more fervently the truth of God's love and provision for us. We can't help but praise God, as we read in Psalm 29. Give to the Lord, give you sons of God, give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Amen. Embracing the truth of God's love and living in humble obedience to his will is being a good disciple. Living this way builds a legacy that impacts our family and the community for the good. As St. John Paul II said, as the family goes, so goes the nation, and so goes the whole world in which we live. Living this way in humble obedience to God's will transforms the world. What a legacy.